for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2010 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, November the 26th, 2010. Tom Stone is the speaker of the evening, teaching on the uncovered soul.
Well, we're in for another surprising treat tonight. Tom Stone is going to come and minister. And I said this last camp meeting, Tom and Irma are the only two people that I know that can take any scripture and turn it into a deliverance service. It's just a gift that God has given them. So, Tom, would you please come? And
praise the Lord. He is truly all we need. Before I get into my scripture, and I do have a text tonight, and so I want to do a little talking, or just talk to you for a minute. You know, if nobody's been getting the magazine here lately, but Brother Glenn's been putting out some little articles, and the article he's got encaptured there, "Do you really want to become sons of God? Really?" And he's starting to bring out some areas in the Word that we need to pay attention to very, very carefully and very closely. And that is to know what God is talking to us about and come back to His presence, His holiness. In other words, to come in right standing with Him. And He's got some 42 scriptures kind of laid out. He's got quite a few of them laid out there, but there's 42 scriptures that we really need to pay attention to. And this is just an advertisement for his little book in the future. And he's almost getting closer to getting it finished. And I pray, and I'm earnestly praying that he completes this thing and it goes worldwide. Because we need to understand what we need to be about, who we are serving, and what he expects of the church today. We need to come out of the church and we need to come into His kingdom. There's a difference. There's a difference. Church people just go and meet. But the kingdom people do His bidding. He do His will. And in His purpose, they're in a moving force. They're a mighty moving force moving across this land. And we need the kingdom teaching like we never had before. And I know that I've had the privilege of seeing that kingdom manifest itself. And I'm not looking for the signs and wonders, but just to see God. Do you understand the difference between just seeing a religious spirit and seeing God? I mean, His Spirit flows and it sends chills up and down your spine. It refreshes you, it renews you. And He says, He's all I need. But the thing about it is, we've got to receive. You know, all things are possible if we receive. We've got to open ourselves up. And that's my prayer tonight, that you open your spirit up and hear what I have to say to you. And Lord God, I ask you for recall, perfect recall as you've given it to me. Father, Lord, let me be able to be presented in a way, Father, that it would be acceptable to you, Father. We just praise and glorify you right now in Jesus' name. There's some other areas in the Scripture that we need to realize too, and that's how to clean house. How to clean our homes, how to clean our businesses, how to clean our land. When we start cleaning our land, we can reclaim our land. So, you know, God's wanting a moving force. He's wanting a moving force. And we need to be that force, but we need to be wise as serpent and but gentle as a dove, but also only listening to the Heavenly Father. Jesus was God Himself incarnated. He was the Word. He is the Word. And He came and fulfilled what He wrote down. He showed us the way. He was the pattern. And just like our brother preached the first night, we need to realize who we are and what His Word really means, that we can be what that Word really means and who we should be. So, there's some things that I want to talk to you about tonight, and I guess the captain or the title would be The Uncovered Soul. The Uncovered Soul. And I got this through life, this message. I don't know, but I've had first-hand knowledge of this. Let's start out Exodus chapter 20. I just dearly love this right here, because it's kind of it is the foundation. It is a foundation thing, not the thing, but it is the foundation of God and who He is. And it has to do with the Ten Commandments, and this is just one of them. And I want to touch on this tonight in depth. Verse 3, Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of thy fathers upon the children unto the third, fourth generation to them that hate me. Father, we just come to you right now in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for your word, Lord, that you pinned down long ago through your servants. We just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. See, a lot of us are already set up. We're already set up by generational curses. And we don't even realize how we've been cursed or how we pass curses on to our own children. Sometimes it's by this tongue. Sometimes we say, do as I tell you and not as I do. And we go right ahead and do the opposite of what we're doing. But I come to let you know that Jesus already knew you before you was placed in your mother's womb. Jeremiah chapter 1:5. Just this turn there and look at that really right quick. Because sometimes, you know, spewing scriptures out, it don't stick like the eye, the hearing. A lot of times you've got to use more than one sense. Yeah, one way, but to add it together. You know, but anyway, it seemed like right now, I bind you. Let that scripture come forth and let that page come forth. In Jesus' name. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. This was to Jeremiah, but if it was spoke to Jeremiah, he's talking to us. Because we are flesh and we are formed just like he was. And he says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Everyone in here, before you was formed in your mother's belly, you was known by God. Your soul was with him. Your soul abided with him. And it was a very comfortable and easy place. It was a very comfortable and easy place. And then we was put in the birth canal or in the womb. And that's where my uncovered soul, I want to start my message to bring it out. But see, when you're in the womb, that should be the most sacred place that you should be. Everything is put there for you. How many people were hot in the womb? Nobody. How many people were cold in the womb? Nobody. How many people were hungry? Nobody. How many people was unwashed, unclean? How many people had to go to the restroom? That's kind of off color, but it was taking care of you. I mean, all your needs. Everything you needed. You didn't even have to cry and tell your mother that I want something. It was furnished to you. You didn't even have to inhale and exhale. It was furnished for you. This is a sacred place. This is a sacred place. But something started transpiring. Something transpiring. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. Chapter 1. And I want to show you where it's biblical, where I'm coming from. Because it's very true. Very true. Very real. And that's the reason why I say you need to pray and ask for forgiveness for yourselves, for your parents. It's very, very came very, very strongly home to me. Very, very, very dear to me. Because I want to tell you, my testimony here in a little bit, but not right now. Luke chapter 1, verse 11. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah, everybody knows who Zechariah was. And Zechariah saw him and was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel of the Lord said unto him, Fear not, Zechariah, for I pray, your prayers are heard, and thy wife, Elizabeth, shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice in his birth. Before he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled of the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Really, we should all, just hold your finger right there, we should all be filled with the Holy Ghost before we leave our mother's womb. Because Jesus is taking care of you. But there's some things that starts happening right here. And I want to show you this, right? Let's go on right there. 16, 17. And he shall go before him, and the spirit of power of Elijah, and turns the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedience to wisdom, and of the just he shall make ready for the people and prepare for the Lord. But something happened. Something happened right there. Zechariah started backpedaling. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is stricken in years. He started backpedaling. Now, each one of us was conceived. But now, what was spoken in conception? What was spoken to you in conception? I know that a lot of men and the first child, they're not ready for them. And they're scared. And they don't understand some things. They're not ready. They're thinking about all the financial situations. And what am I going to do now? Oh, I'm going to have to give up all my self desires. I'm going to have to do this, I'm going to do that. And then the wife, later on, when she gets about 8-9 months very uncomfortable, there's some things sometimes said then. Now, each one of these things has effect on our lives. And it starts scattering our souls. And when a man says, no, let's get rid of it, guess what? The covering should be right there, but it goes zip, zip. And maybe you, even one of you may have said this, oh, we don't need this child right now. It's too hard. But see, children are God's gift. And we say no to the Lord, and it really opens up the child. It opens up the child completely, because there's nobody there to war for a child at that particular time. In the spirit realm, now, you say, well, how could this be? You know, but God spoke to nothing, hung it on nothing, and, well, He spoke to something and created it out of nothing and hung it on something, and we're living on it. So now how wide and how large is the spirit realm? Now, can you put an end to it or to a beginning or to an end? No, because it was there before we even existed. It even existed before the world existed and going to exist after the fact. And we will be somewhere in eternity, either with God or in the other place. And I choose to be with God. And sometimes you've got to make some strong decisions, and you really got to stand strong and firmly. Now, I also know that, you know, sometimes there's some situations that maybe you were a victim of circumstances. You know, they are men that can't hold their desires. And I firmly understand that. I firmly understand that. But then, and then these ladies are having to bear with this situation. We was ministering to a lady in the foothills of Missouri one time. She was caught in a situation at the age of 13 and had a son. Of course, her family wanted to put her away out of sight. but she had a son, and she was demanded that she give this child away. From the time she was 13 until she was 62, she walked off just like this and could not even pick her head up. And such burdens, so much shame. But God entered in. The word of knowledge came. She was set free. She could actually, and when she stood up taller than I was. And she smiled. 13 from 62 is what? 51? Something like that. 51 years she walked that way. 49 years. Has anybody in here been captive for 49 years? I was caught for 47 years. How long were you caught? But see, it's something amazing about God. We can wait till we be caught, or we can come to Him boldly and say, this happened to me, and I choose to forgive. But going back to the Christmas story, this beautiful story here, it's all about the birth of our Savior. It's all about things, but He's trying to show us some things in advance, what causes us to, and wants to separate us from God Himself. God Himself. There were some reasons for this story. A lot of reasons. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 9, or 10, 8. Oh, back up. Let's go 7. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. And both were very known, stricken in years. See, God can do anything, even in years. And sometimes we don't need to go into ministry right as soon as we are saved. We got to set under before we could set over. You need to set under a Spirit-filled Christian. You need to set under somebody who says, this is how you do it. Don't always babble before it's your turn. Because I want to tell you something. You know, I was called to be a minister at 14, and I ran from God. I ran straight into hell. But God took me through. He didn't deliver me out. And when He called me again, He says, I was a religious spirit. I was knocking on everybody's door. Hey, come to church with me, blah, blah, this and that and the other. But there was no fruit within me. I could not discern His Spirit. I could not say, hey, be healed in the name of Jesus. I could not bind. I could not loosen. I could not remit. I could not. All I done was retain. And seeing a lot of us right now are caught in retainers, that the retainer needs to be broken open. And we need to come to the area of remitting. And that's coming into the sonship to be able to remit people's sins. Because God put in us the ability to remit. And I choose to remit everybody's sin in this room when the confession comes. And thank God for senior moments, because when you confess your sins and I go to the next person, I can't tell you what I prayed for you. So your sins are forgotten. And I'm telling you the truth. And I truly pray for the person that wants to retain everybody's sins that come, they go around. Well, you blah, blah, blah. I delivered them. Or they had this, this, and this, and this. And they do not know how to come out and come in. And they're heading for a crash. Because we have not been taught how to go out and come in. Green pastures. We go over into the green pastures and we eat, get fat belly, and we jump, try to jump the fence and we fall on our face. God wants to do something for the church. Let's go on. And according to the custom of the priest's office, he was to burn incense when he was in the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without, and at that time of incense. And there appeared him the angel of the Lord, and standing on the right side of the altar, and Zechariah. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and he feared, and fell upon him. But the angel said unto Zechariah, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayers have been heard. And so we go on down to, and Zechariah said unto him, the angel of the Lord, whereby I should know, for I am old and 19. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, and I stand in the presence of God. And He has sent me to speak unto thee, and to show thee the glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not be able to speak until the day of these things shall be performed because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And this is really where I want to get to. I believe all fathers should be mute when conception is there. The reason why I'm saying this, I went to Bill Gothard's basic seminar one time. And that screen is a small screen compared to the one I was watching. There really wasn't a man. And I was sitting back there with this gentleman right here, the professor, that I was sitting back there and the Lord told me, your dad beat your mother up and tried to abort you. This happened in the womb. This happened to me. Oh, I tried to get into the ministry. Oh, I tried to get closer to God. I tried to seek and see into the spirit realm and to know what God has got for us. And I was being held back. I was being held back by a generational curse. And I could not become the Son of the Living God to a great extent. Oh yeah, I could read the scriptures and go and pay tithes and they even wouldn't let me teach Sunday school or anything of that nature. All I was just a bench warmer. And to me, be a bench warmer is a no-no. Because I really love the Lord and I want to do what He tells me to do. But you know, the seminar, that was on about a Thursday and it goes through Saturday, all day Saturday. And on the way home, the Lord said, well, if you didn't believe what I told you in there, your dad will be sitting on the front porch of the house next door to you. Where do you think my dad was? On the front porch. And then God said, go tell him. I went over there and I tried not to tell him exactly what the Holy Spirit said. It wasn't working. It was not working. And I finally come out. I said, Dad, no. You and Mom got into a bad argument. You got mad. You beat the hell out of her and tried to abort me. And he said, who in the hell told you? Admitting it. In his 80s, broken, cried and turned and went away from him. And I had a choice. I had a choice, people, to forgive them or to retain what was happening to me. And when I spoke to him and I said, I forgive you, Father. Dad, I love you. You know, the heavens opened up. I was set free. I was set free. And this is the reason why this message is so true to me. What has been said to you in the womb? What has happened to you in the womb? Have you been tried to be aborted? Have you been cursed from the womb? Have you not been wanted? The Lord showed me a different aspect of the bastard child. And any time a man at any spot in life or in the family pecking order that your father says no to you as a child in the womb creates a bastard curse over you. You have no covering. You have no covering. I had no covering. I couldn't come in. I could not come in until Jesus Himself revealed Himself to me and told me what my generational curse was. We don't need to be playing church. We need to get real with the Father. And I don't want to play church anymore. And I know people says, I don't believe what you say, blah, 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 this and that. That's okay. I've done and seen too much of who God is. I've seen the back straighten. I've seen the cancers fall off. I've seen the dead raised. I've been in jails and out of jails and they not even see me. I've been in them hospital rooms. Not bragging, but I know who God is. There is no way that somebody could tell me it's fake. No way. And it don't make no difference who tells me that I can't go here or can't go there. When the Father tells me to go, my clothes are packed. Especially when He says, Tom, go pray for him. Tom, I want you to go to jail. Tom, get up. I want you to go to the hospital tonight. Makes no difference what time it is. But see, there's something about it is, Christ was God, fully incarnated, had the power and authority to over everything in the world. But you know something? Had discipline. That's something the church is lacking today. Discipline. And what I'm talking about is the discipline is to hear the Father's voice. He only prayed for those that the Father told Him to pray for. Discipline. He didn't go lay hands on everybody. In fact, He went around places. And He had many talks with the Father. Many talks. And He's wanting to come down in the cool of the day today and talk to us and was willing to talk to us. We don't need a computer. We don't need a telephone. All we need is Him in the quiet, if we'll ever get quiet enough for Him to talk to us. Some people I know that their tongue is cut off at both ends and tied in the middle and flapping just like this. Never be quiet. Never be quiet. So much fear. So much fear. God will never, you'll never hear, peace be still. Because I've got control of it. But back to this thing, snatches the covering over us. See, God's supposed to be the covering, and I showed it to you a minute ago, and the Father, the earthly Father, should be right underneath the God, and then you should be right underneath your parents, and it goes right on down. And then it outstretches to the world. But if that covering be snatched off you, and you're put over here, all the fiery darts from hell can take you over. All the sensual things, all the dirt and filth of the world can enter in. All of that stuff. You know, and it's a very precious place. Let's leave that right now and let's go to Jeremiah chapter 3. And this is an area that God showed to me a long time ago, but it's no private interpretation because it was written in His Word. And I'm not going to stand up here and say that it was just for me. It's for us too. 3:3. And therefore, soever have been beholden, and there hath been no latter rain, and thou hast a whore's forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed. Now, we've gotten down through the birth canal. We've gotten down through the birth canal. We're coming out of the womb. And there's so many people that comes out of the birth womb, and Satan, chapter 12, that Satan's right there to destroy you. There's things that's learned in the womb. How did you know your mother and father's voices? Because you heard it in the womb. How did you learn English so easy? Or how did you learn Swahili? Or how did you learn Spanish so easy? Because you was hearing it in the womb. Sometimes, unfortunately, there's a thing called a pedophile that happens in a person's life. Sometimes the young ladies are abused by uncles, aunts, and brothers. This scatters the little child's mind. It actually destroys the priesthood, the manhood in a young child's life. And this mark gets on their forehead. They can go in a room with someone else that's got this same mark on them and they connect just like that. Not a word spoken. And at closing time, when the dark lights go out, they just like a magnet. Somebody turns 440 to each magnet. 440 volts and it just goes, boom, disconnected. Searching for that place of security, searching for that area of love, searching for that area of comfort where there is no comfort, the soul without a covering. But there's an area and a man and a Godhead called Jesus Christ. He came to die that we may be set free from these things. And these are areas that that even if, you know, let's go back to it, if we are the, even our, if we said something in that area to affect one of our children, because not all of us has come to this knowledge. And a lot of times we didn't know. We were young and the pressures of life are on you. And you say some really dumb things. I've done some dumb things. And each one of us in here could have done some dumb things in our lifetime. And we have condemned ourselves to such a degree that we are caught in these traps. We have self-afflicted. We have self-destructed ourselves. And it's called self-condemnation. And the Lord says there is no condemnation through Jesus Christ. In other words, He come to set us free. But the thing about it is, we can go free as we confess that we've done it. You understand what I'm saying? Or it happened to me. It happened to me. And I know this area very strongly because I was caught there 47 years and didn't even know it. I was spoken over. I spoke death to me in the womb. I was a walking dead man, didn't even know it. I was even filled with the Spirit at age 11 in a Baptist church where they spoke against it, speaking in tongues. The pastor just pushed me away. I couldn't speak in English for about 15 minutes. And when he heard me speak, he was really wondering. Then he went and went on and said something else. But there was something about it when I went to the Lord. I didn't just say, "Lord, forgive me of all my sins." I was 11 years old. I didn't know any difference. But I named them one by one. We had a talk. I said, "I have a lustful spirit. I had an insecure spirit. I was a thief. I cheated on my schoolwork. I lied to my mother when the pressure got hot. Or just lied just because I could. Or I thought I could get away with it. I was a mess. I was bound for hell. And I set the course." Just like each one of us set our own course. As we do these sins, and as we commit these deeds that should not be committed, and we don't confess them, that sets our course. That sets a judgment upon us. And we put the robes on, we come behind the desk, and we even pick up the mallet. Boom. Guilty. Boom. Guilty. Boom. Guilty. Sentence in darkness away from Christ for eternity. Generation of curses. Comes down and wants to grip us even as a child. Even as a child. In areas of this, this is what sets up bipolar. This is what sets up ADD. This sets up schizophrenic. This sets up every area of the torment of the mind. Every area. And it seems like we're more than willing to slam the gavel down. God is trying to grab a hold of our wrist and keeping us from resisting on pronouncing the judgment. And it happens. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12. And everybody should really almost have memorized this one. And here it happens in back in our ancestors, ancestor of curses, and this is to the whole world. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, and a wonder clothed in the sun and in the moon and under her feet, and upon her a head crowned with 12 stars, and she being with child, travailing in birth and pains to be delivered. You know, a lot of us are in pains today. We were refusing to say, "I'm guilty of that charge." And oh, the pressure gets on us and we bend, and especially we can handle it until we get into our 40s. And then there's a change of life that starts happening. In women and men alike, that we can't handle the pressure any longer. We're not the macho men we used to be. We can't pick up 200 pounds and run 40 yards and just turn around and smile without You know, we can try it. We can try it. You know, we can go out and form all these blood covenants and think we're okay. And forming a blood covenant is what? I'm not going to answer for you. You just think it in your own mind. You answer it. Now, when you get married to somebody, is the piece of paper you signed, is that complete the marriage? Not until you go in the room with your spouse. That completes the marriage. Now, the question is, how many people are you married to? How many people are you married to? You got the gavel, and you got the gavel. And we don't even realize that we're doing this to ourselves. Until we confess these sins, outer darkness is our destiny. But the confession, if you've done it, living eternity with Jesus Christ. Confessing and accepting and knowing who Jesus Christ is. And then realizing, hey, God gave me the same authority, the same power that Jesus had when He was walking upon this earth. He says, these things I've done, but greater things you shall do. How come? What's been holding us back to do these things? What has been holding us back? I know what held me back after God opened my eyes and pulled the scale off. Boy, I'll tell you what, after that, after He pulled the scales down, there was a period of time that He showed me every demon in the world. And I said, I got fed up with seeing so many demons. I said, Father, You've got to lighten the load. I can't handle it. And He closed the curtain. But then He opened it later on as so fit. You know, He started opening it and showing us, and what they call it, discernment. He shows the minister, and it could be you. He wants to give you the discernment to see the evil spirit that's holding the people back that is around you. And I pray all to every one of you that God show you the evil spirit that holds you back. That holds you back. Sometimes you've got a problem. And it could be to a lot of people in here right now what I'm fixing to say. But a lot of times you've got a problem, you've got an illness, but you will not get your healing until you go pray for another person with the same problem. Because you've got to lay your own life down. People don't want to lay their life down. I've heard it so many times, I want my life back. I want my life back. I don't want mine back. I've been down a road that I don't want to go back down. I don't want to even get close to it. Matter of fact, it's a stink in my nostrils. And sometimes part of it comes back and I really don't want to entertain it, whether you want to or not. But I'm telling you, God will give you the grace. He will give you the grace and ability to speak to that thing and it shall be removed. We've got to come out of the church and into the kingdom where God wants to take us to set us up that we become the kings and priests. So He says He's wanting to set you up as a priest. But you've got to go through before you can go over. And He's also saying that to a lot of you. Lord says to all of us, we've got to go through before we can go over or come out of it. Because He never took Christ out of the situation. He took Him. He was His beloved Son. He took Him all the way to the cross. And if He'll do that to His own Son, how can we think that we're greater than He? So sometimes we got to be drawn through. Oh yeah, we come out of there like the little songbird that went through the fan, whop, 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 you know, and our feathers all turned all kinds of ways, or the cat, you know, with our skin turned upside down. And the Lord wants to stroke us and smooth our feathers out and restore us and replenish us and put us into the right standing. To the right standing with Him. That's in that place of righteousness. And when you're in right standing with God, that's what that means. It's very close to holiness. Holiness be in line, in agreement with His Word. But yet we're in the flesh. We don't have to be. We can walk with Him. He says, they that walk in the Spirit is walking in unity with Me, saith the Lord. But if you're walking against me, you're warring against God. And if His name is the Lord of War, who's going to lose? Who's going to lose? I don't want to be on the losing end. I was on the losing end for quite a while. Didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. And I was working on a job one day, making all kinds of racket. I was sawing this long piece of cedar with a skill saw, and the guys was up on the old nailing, and there was a dozer in the background. And the Lord says, "You've got to sit under before you can sit over." I looked around, and I immediately knew who he was talking to. And I said, "I've sat under every pastor in this county. There is nobody here worthy of sitting under. I've done and been to him and asked him the questions about God and the Holy Spirit and how do I come on up? How do I come on up?" And all of a sudden the Lord said to sit under this man back here, Glenn Miller. And I came to him and I said, I come here to sit under you. And of course, Glenn has seen thousands of people come here. They would want to, and he wants to say, "You really want to become sons of God? Really?" Well, I was in that category, really, you know. And he looked at me and said, "Okay." He turned around and walked off. I said, you know. But I meant what I said. I meant what I said. I really meant what I said. Because I wanted to know Jesus. I wanted to know God. And you know, He's right there. He's right there. Oh yeah, you've got to take a little discipline. Nobody likes discipline, do they? Everybody wants to be a leader of a big old band. But nobody wants to take discipline and follow Jesus. There's some things we've got to give up. There's some things we've got to give up. First thing that really hit me was I was caught in this bastard curse. And right back, I came in that one Thursday afternoon, and they pray here on Thursday afternoon. And I crashed that prayer meeting, Bernice was there. Bernice is back here. Brother Glenn was there. Fern Outlaw, Irma Miller. There was one other lady, but when she saw me, she left there. I don't know. Maybe she's seen in the spirit realm and seen all the demons I had. But they started praying for me, and Fern said, "Something in his loins." I said, "Yeah. That's the reason why I came here. Get it off me." And she started praying about the bastard curse. And that come off. And then there was an alcoholic. See, alcoholic curse came off me because I drank from 19 to 27. And the Lord spoke to me at that time. And I quit drinking. Never had another drop. But at 47, at the same time, come here wanting to be delivered. That came off of me. I burped and tasted, and they smelt the last thing I drank. You know, 20 years later. But I'm telling you, God is real. And if you're serious, He will meet you. But the thing about it is, we got to be like a bulldog. When we get a hold, we better hang on and not let go. I don't care who hits you. I don't care who pricks you. I don't care who sticks you deep. I don't care who sticks you in the back. I don't care what they do to you. You better hang on to Jesus. Because He won't let you go if you won't let go. He'll never leave you. But if you turn loose, you're the one. We are the people. The gavel. But Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. I've been healed so many times of different things. Walked in the middle of sickness and never it harmed me. And I know it's not me. I know it's not me. Because I'm telling you, who He calls, He will firmly equip and He will keep. That's what salvation is. Are you saved from troubles? No. Tribulation is going to come. And all the things you think we possess really is not ours to possess. They belong to the world. And if we belong to Christ, so if they are taken, are we going to get all turned upside down? Or somebody has to come in and turn us upside down where they can see a smile on our face because we'll be frowning. I want to be with Him. Peter said, I don't want to be crucified like Christ. He wanted to be crucified upside down so they could see His smile. Put a little humor in it. It's kind of bad humor, but we need to realize some things, folks. Everything that we've gone through, we can't go to God and say, do you know? But He wants us to talk to Him about it. He wants us to have that intimate relationship. Who was it who was saying this the other day? You know, if you come to Him, women and men alike, we are wed to Him. And we go through the wedding service and we have all the cake and punch and we have the fanfare, and then all of a sudden now we get in the car and take off, and all of a sudden we said, now you turn around and call your spouse's name. Well, now you can take me home. Did you do that when you got married to your spouse? Some of us should, but we don't need to say, Lord, take me back to where I was at. Lord, I choose. I submit. Lord, change me. Cleanse me. Fill me. Father, make me new. Heal my mind. Heal my body. Make me whole again. The 10 lepers came and He prayed for all of them. They were all healed and all went away. And only one came back. And he was made whole. His mind, will, and emotions was set free. And some of us are free in some areas and some of us are not free in other areas. Because we're holding back in some areas. Holding back. And some of them we don't even know. Some of us happened to us in that wound that causes that schizophrenia, that double-mindedness. Scatters our little minds. Opens us up to every foul and evil spirit. But Jesus comes to set us free. He came to set us free. And the story concludes, and Mary came to Elizabeth. Mary being 6 months along. And she told Mary, the angel came and I have conceived the child that all Israel was looking for. And John leaped in his womb, in her womb, filled with the Holy Spirit. The Christ was on the way. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the glory. Our salvation was on its way at that point. That we might go free today. That we might go free today. Lord, I thank You and I praise and I glorify You in Jesus' name. Would you all stand? Just stretch out a minute. Stretch out a minute. Kind of move around. Get the blood flowing. Thank You, Lord, and I praise You. I glorify You. Glorify You, Father, right now. Just repeat after me. Father, I believe that You sent His Son that I might go free. He was manifested in the flesh and lived here among us. And give us the example how we should live. Now, Lord, we believe that You was put on a cross and died for our sins and was resurrected on the third day and there appearing to the believers. And then ascended into the heavens. In Jesus' name. You can sit down now. In Jesus' name. Because some of the things I said was very convicting. But I want to set you free because I choose not to keep you condemned in that position. Now, Father, we just come to You right now in Jesus' name. Father, we take dominion. We take the authority over every principality in the airways right now. Lord, I take the authority over every generational curse right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind them, command them to loose You right now. In Jesus' name. I break them, command them to loose You right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits a bipolar right now in Jesus' name. I bind those spirits in Jesus' name. Command to loose You right now in Jesus' name. And everybody take a deep breath. Big deep breath. As deep as you can and just blow it out right now in Jesus' name. all schizophrenic right now. I bind the power and authority of that storm that whirls in your head right now. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Storm, I speak to you. Peace be still in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command every spirit that's in that area, all mental torments, I bind you and break your powers. Command to loose the people right now. Let the people go right now. Every foul and evil spirit, perverse spirit, go right now in Jesus' name. All perverse spirits, go right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go right now. Perverse spirit, I'm speaking to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It is written. It is written. You cannot stand before God. You cannot stand before God because it says in your word, it's wrong. It's wrong. I did not write it, but God Himself wrote it. In Jesus' name. Now, I thank you for it in Jesus' name right now. Now, you spirit of witchcraft, I bind and break your powers, all witchcraft right now. I command you, spirit of Python, to uncoil, uncome loose from the hip joints right now. In Jesus' name. Uncoil off their back right now. In Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of witchcraft that twists and contorts. In Jesus' name. Bind it. Command to loose it right now. Even that witchcraft spirit that contorts the word of Jesus Christ. I bind you and command you to loose you. In Jesus' name. You come out right now. I bind you and command to loose you. And Jesus, I see you. You're there. Come on off right now. Go right now. Just take a big deep breath. Come on. Push it off. Push it off. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Even if you've got to cough. Everybody cough at one time right now. Ha! Let it go. Let it go. Cough right now in Jesus. Let it go. In Jesus' name. All you spirits of witchcraft, come out right now in Jesus' name. From the largest to the smallest right now in Jesus' name. I command all Jezebel spirits to turn loose right now in Jesus' name. All Jezebel spirits, come off right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break your power. Command you loose. Jezebel, I'm speaking to you right now in Jesus' name. All controller spirits, I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Even the Christian Jezebel in Jesus' name. I bind and break your powers and command to loose you. Loose you right now in Jesus' name. All Jezebelic spirits, go. Go right now. Leave right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go right now. Go in Jesus' name. Line up and go. Line up and go. You can't stay. Jezebel, you gotta go. You gotta go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You spiritual warlock. I bind the spirit of warlock right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of the witch right now in Jesus' name. All witches, I bind and break the power and command to loose you. All the curses that you spoke be brought back to you until you confess in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It says, they that curse and love to curse shall be clothed with a curse in Jesus' name. That's what the Word says. If you want to be clothed with a curse, you keep cursing. I bind and break the power and authority of it and command to loose these people right now in Jesus' name. Loose them right now from the top of their head to the sole of their feet right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command all spirits be gone right now in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise and I glorify you, Father, that things are moving in the spirit realm. In Jesus' name. Now, all sexual lasciviousness be gone. Be gone. That's just thinking about sex all the time. Lasciviousness. Go. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power of authority. In Jesus' name. Pornography. Go. Go right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind and break your powers. Command loose you right now. In Jesus' name. All lasciviousness. Go right now. Incubus and succubus spirits. Go right now in Jesus' name. Self-gratification spirit, go right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the people. I bind to break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In area of affection, go. Go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it, command to loose you. All beastology, go. Go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Beastology, move up and come out. I bind you and command to loose you right now in Jesus. Loose the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. letting the animals sleep in the bed with you. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command, loose the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All dog spirits, go right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. All cat spirits, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command, loose you. On the internet, I bind the spirit of ferret in the name of Jesus. Go, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of pet pigs, go right now. You spirit of swine, leave. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Move. Move up and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, and I praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. All homosexual spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Come out of the kidneys. Come out of the liver. Right now in Jesus' name. I pull that dart out of the liver right now in Jesus' name. Loose them right now. All sexual sin, go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and glorify you. All oral sex, go right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. There is no life in the mouth, only death. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All in Jesus' name, all gum infections, come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All nodules in the throat, come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every foul and evil spirit that attacks the pancreas, come out of there right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every foul and evil spirit that attacks the pituitary gland, come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Every foul and evil spirit that attacks the thyroid gland, come up right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit attached to the gallbladder, you spirit of gall, I bind and break your powers and command you to come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Right now, in Jesus' name, all anger, bitterness, and hatred toward people, right now, along with you, gall, come out right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All you spirits of cancer, I bind you, break your powers, and command to loose you right now, in Jesus' name. Breast cancer, I'm speaking to you, and on the internet, whoever may be watching, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Get off my throat, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I speak to that. In Jesus' name. You come off right now. Come off right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to this cancer right now. Go. Breast cancer. Go right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to that right now. In Jesus' name. Breast cancer. Move. Nodules under the left arm. Move. Come up. Move out right now. In Jesus' name. All tumors. Tumors. Move. Move. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All aneurysms. Aneurysms of the main artery behind the back, behind your heart. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Aneurysms. Go. Come out right now. Move up and come out. Move up and come out right now. In Jesus' name. Loose the people. In Jesus' name. I bind you, spirit of death. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. Command to loose you. Loose the people right now. In Jesus' name. Go. Joe. Go right now in Jesus' name. Diabetes, I'm speaking to you. Go right now. Condemnation, self-condemnation, you leave. You leave the people right now in Jesus' name. Go. Leave the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I praise and glorify you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All colds and fever, go right now in Jesus' name. All fevers, I bind that spirit of fever, infirmity. I command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. It may not be on you, but it may be on one of your kinfolk, your near kinfolk. I bind and break the power and authority of you, of that fever right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you right now. Loose them right now. Come off right now in Jesus' name. Every assignment that's been sent against you right now in Jesus' name. I come against adultery right now in Jesus' name. I come against the polygamists in Jesus' name. That's married to more than one person. I bind and break your assignment against this person right now in Jesus' name. Polygamous, in Jesus' name, I bind and break the power. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break those blood covenants. Command to be broken in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. All spirits of idolatry in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Idolatry where you said, God, why did you let this happen to me? Idolatry. I bind you spirit of pride, arrogance, idolatry. I command to loose you right now. Come off right now. All witchcraft. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. Come on off right now. Leave the people. Leave the people right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All foul and evil foods, food laws, all breaking the food laws right now. I bind that spirit of swine in Jesus' name. Command to loose you right now. Trigonosis. I speak to trigonosis right now. Arthritis in Jesus' name. Disfiguring arthritis right now. Come out of joints. Come out of joints right now in Jesus' name. Eating shellfish. I bind and break the power and authority of that in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Alzheimer's. Go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All mental diseases. Come out right now through eating of oysters, clams, shells, shellfish, shrimp, crabs. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All eating of catfish. I bind and break the power and authority of eating the scavenger. Eating the cleanser of the ocean and the cleanser of the river right now in Jesus' name. Eating the trash. I bind the spirit of hog in Jesus' name that wants to eat the trash. I command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Loose the people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Glorify you in Jesus' name. In Jesus. The word says, thou shalt not eat the blood. I bind that spirit. Thou shalt not eat the blood in Jesus' name. If you ever ate blood pudding, in Jesus' name, you've done some bad no-nos. And we need to, everybody needs to call on this one. That's an ancestral sin. Somebody in your ancestors could have done it, not knowing. And it comes down on you right now. Lord, loose them. Loose them. Loose them of eating blood right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind all filthiness and unclean spirits. Unclean spirits. Come off right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of lying. Come off right now. In Jesus' name. The spirit of lying. Come off right now. In Jesus' name. Come up and come out right now. In Jesus' name. Who can stand? Who can stand before God? You liar? Come off right now in Jesus' name. You filthy liar. Come off right now. All spirits of lying. Come off. All spirits of being lied to in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of false prophecy. That lie that was spoke to you by a minister. I bind and break the power and authority of false prophecy right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it. And command to loose the people right now. All of them right now. All false prophecies have been spoken over you in the name of Jesus. And it has defiled you. I wipe that defiling spirit right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go. You cannot stand. You cannot stay. You've got to turn the people loose right now in Jesus' name. All charismatic witchcraft. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose the people. Charismatic witchcraft, in Jesus' name. Move up, come out right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All beguiling spirits, go, in Jesus' name. All flattering spirits, go, come out right now, in Jesus' name. Move up, come out, right now, in Jesus' name. All alcohol spirits, go, right now, in Jesus' name. I speak to you, fire and water, go, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind your spirits of moonshine that's been on your ancestors in the name of Jesus. Come up and come out. All moonshine, go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It may not be on you, but it was on your ancestors, and it could come at any time, it may open the door to you. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you. In Jesus' name. Sometimes these generational curses or just like a big bomber. It's just waiting for a door to open. And they're going to drop it on you. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power. But through Jesus Christ, we have the power and authority to cancel that thing. That we turn from our wicked ways. And God said He will heal our lands. And that land is from the top of your head to the sole of your foot. In Jesus' name. And sometimes the fringe benefits heal the hole in your pocketbook. Lord, I speak to the holes. I speak to the curse of your finances right now in Jesus' name. I break every curse over finances in this place right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Command to loose the people. Loose their pocketbooks right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. For the Lord, and the Word said that all Abraham's blessings should overtake us. Either we're not running fast enough, but we took a side turn. And we turned away from God and we missed our blessings. I speak those blessings back into existence in your lives in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise and I glorify you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, and all the curses that came upon me from their generational curses. Lord, anybody that's been in here that's been spoken abortion over you in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of Moloch off of you right now. I bind it off of you in Jesus' name. I command it to loose the people. Moloch, I bind you and break your powers. Child sacrifice, I come against you and bind your powers and authority in Jesus' name. The ones that are trying to steal the children's minds right now in Jesus' name, I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All man-hater spirits, go through this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Especially where a woman's been mistreated, beaten, and bruised and stuff. A lot of times women get so mad at men that they won't have nothing to do with them. But God, got an order of pecking that He wants to restore in the church. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We praise You and glorify You. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of all these torments. All these torments. In Jesus' name. Command to loose You. Loose You in Jesus' name. We thank You and we praise You and we glorify You. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All fear. I bind the spirit of fear right now. Find all fear. God said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a love and a power to mount a sound mind in Jesus' name. I speak to the word magomisaviv. That means fear on every side. I bind that fear on every side right now in Jesus' name. I say, loose the people. Loose their minds. Loose their wills. Loose their emotions in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask, just fill them up with the love of the Lord. Fill the people with the love of the Lord right now in Jesus' name. Fill them with joy, Father. Long-suffering, meekness, kindness, temperance, and goodness in Jesus' name. I bind all spirits of heartache right now in Jesus' name. All pains, all scars, all wounds to the heart right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull out the dagger. I pull out the dagger in Jesus' name. I pull it out of the back, underneath the fifth rib, every place that something has hit your heart, in Jesus' name. I pull it out right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank You, we praise You, we glorify You. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for You. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I'm going to stick around for either further ministry, and if you need prayer, come on up, and lights out at 11 o'clock.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.